Good day, fellow investors. Welcome to the Modern Value Investing podcast with Sven Karlin, where we compound investment returns as well as investment knowledge in order to help you achieve your financial goals. Good day, fellow investors. Today I want to discuss what I do, but also make you an offer that's pure value investing, which is what I do. Give you something that has no risk for you and only upside is left. Enjoy. The goal of this YouTube channel, the education, the analysis, is to compound value over time, irrespective of the markets. What does that mean? Well, if you look at a business has earnings, and those earnings can be distributed to you, create value for you as the investor through dividends, or they can do buybacks, or a business can reinvest for growth. That's pretty much it. That is the way businesses that you own create value for you as a shareholder. The key is therefore to own businesses. The next step is to do that on a value investing basis, which means that you first focus on risk. You try to invest somewhere where the risk is very low, like my next offer, plus the upside is the only thing left. And you can do that if you look at the price versus fundamentals. When the price is so low that the fundamentals are more valuable, that is value investing. And when does that happen? Well, we think as value investors that markets are irrational, and we try to take advantage of that market irrationality. Because over cycles, the market overshoots both ways usually. It gets too exuberant, but also too pessimistic when things don't go as expected. For example, one of the sectors that I follow on my research platform is copper and copper miners. The price of the copper miners ETF now is $42. Just 4 years ago, it was 10 bucks. So total value of all the copper mining operations in the world was 1/4 of the current value. Now the market is more exuberant on copper, but when there is a recession, usually they think it will last forever. When things are exuberant, the market usually thinks it will last forever. The truth is somewhere in the middle, so you want to lower your risk when the market is overshooting and take no risk because these situations are not sustainable for the long term. And copper miners are doing good, copper prices are doing good. This also means that China, 50% of copper global demand, is doing good. But the market there is down 50% over the last few years. Pessimism is at its top. However, those businesses are still paying dividends, doing buybacks, and investing in growth. So market irrationality, taking advantage of the right price, buying the businesses that deliver value to you as a shareholder, to us as a shareholder, that is the essence of value investing while limiting risk, thus leaving only upside. Now let's go to my research platform to show you an example of how a business that I cover here on my research platform creates value. For example, this is Amsterdam Commodities. This is a business that is working with food, spices, nuts, organics, and things like that. They are traders, they source it and then sell it to people. So very good business, stable business. And if you look at the stock, it hasn't done much over the last 5 years, but they did double their revenues, they make an acquisition, the P ratio went down, it's just 13, and the dividend yield is 6.55%. So if I look at this from that perspective, then you have a 6% dividend, 0% buybacks now, and 4%, likely a little bit more growth ahead. That is 10% of value creation coming from this business from an investing perspective. And then
you can buy it now. But 10% for such a business, 8-10%, is something that we could say it's fairly valued. The market cap is relatively small, but the business is pretty stable, has been around for 100 years. So if you really want to invest with the margin of safety, then you're looking to buy this at book value. This is not far from it. Maybe a crisis in Europe. This is food business unrelated. And then you can buy it, I don't know, at 14, at 13. And then we are already talking over the cycle. We are already talking at really great returns. 10% quickly becomes 15 and then even more. So a little bit more opportunistically doing. And I have now a business in my portfolio, a big position where the dividend could be around 50, from 40 to 70% in 2025. It's still uncertain of how big it will be, therefore not priced by the market. They keep doing buybacks. Unfortunately, there isn't much growth except for a little bit for inflation, but there should be value catalyst unlocking over the next years. And this is better than Amsterdam Commodities at 10, 11%. But I'm following that business, another 20 here, and that is how I wait for those opportunities. Let me now show you how does my research platform work. By the way, if you have any questions, you can always ship me an email and I'm happy to answer whatever you have in mind. investwithsven@gmail.com. Now, when you enroll or check it, some are also free preview so you can read it. We have here how to use the platform. And in short, it is allowing for your all emails on your profile. And then this is the topics that I have immediately here on top. You click there, you can read. There are links to the covered stocks. There is about 20 of them that are covered with each earnings update. There is much, much more research that I've done over the years that I come back to over time if necessary. Don't worry, you don't have to read that. And every week that when I update something, I send an email and you slowly build up the knowledge about these companies and also see my strategies as I have one model portfolio that has been there since the platform was launched and one more opportunistic personal portfolio where I do what I do and discuss that also on the platform, share, send an email every time I make a transaction. There is more, let's say, strategy discussing 50% per year, value investing quadrant, and feel free to check everything out. Now, the key question everyone is always interested in, performance. I have had, let's say, three portfolios on the platform, the model portfolio that has been there since May 2018, personal portfolio that I stopped in 2022 and then relaunched in 2023, but there has been this stop there, and the diversified portfolio that started in 2020, closed in 2021, 22, that did great. This did also great. The worst performing portfolio is the model portfolio, but okay, you'll understand everything with the strategy now. Started 5,000 euro, 250 monthly additions, and now we have 29,500 euros with the two monthly additions till May, so that I calculate performance over 6 years. If the portfolio is at 29,500 in May 2024, then over 6 years it will be 7.5% per year in performance. Now, you would say that is not great, that is not stellar. However, till 2022, it was at some point 18% per year. Now it has been stagnating and that performance goes lower as time passes. But it has been stagnating because good investments are getting better. The cash flow yields that I was buying then, because I am almost always fully invested there, are getting close to 20% as those businesses keep doing what they've been doing. And then I would say now we have the best risk and reward ever. And this is very peculiar. my research platform sales peaked when the performance of the portfolio was also peaking at 18% per year. Those businesses are still there, some changed, some reshuffled, new businesses, but the risk and reward is even better, never has been that good. So I think that in time, the performance will come back to where it is. Now it's just value investing patiently, waiting, and it's up to you whether you want to buy something when it's the time to buy, or you chase stocks that go up or performance. And I think that now we have the best dividends, the best buybacks, and the best growth. But now let me give you an offer. The first thing is the price. If you look at it, it's just $1.36 per day. So, livable, I do the work, I do the research. If you don't have the time to analyze, don't have 20 years of experience, finance, accounting, whatever, you can enjoy that value for less than a coffee a day. However, I'm giving you an offer that you can try it for free. There is a 21-day money-back guarantee. Feel free to try it, check it out, see how it fits you. This is not for anyone, but I really think that this is value investing. You have to see whether that fits you, how the process works. Take 2-3 weeks, check it out, and make an informed decision if that can add value to your financial life or not. It's not for everybody, but I think there is value given 20 covered stocks in detail, much more that I follow, covered sectors. I constantly look at markets, just did Hong Kong with some interesting investing situations there that you can then again see how those fit your portfolio, and the focus is on value investing. Now, if you join now, also the price is fixed forever. If there is inflation, your price in year 20 will always be $499 per year. If you have any questions, send me an email, but just go to the frequently asked questions. One is, will you take a look at my portfolio? Now, I can always take a look at one's portfolio. I always like that. I enjoy that. But I cannot tell you what is a buy, what is a sell of your portfolio. However, I can make you think. And this is one portfolio that I recently received. So can you take a look? What do you think? What should I do? The customer said that they cannot even take a look at the portfolio because of the negative performance. And then I start a discussion. What to do with these businesses? The first question is, why did you buy those businesses or stocks, and what are your expectations, and are those expectations still there for you? So I cannot tell you what to do, but I can always give you maybe something smart to think about. Another question that I often get is, Sven, I have 10K, is it worth to buy your platform? Now, I'm not going to promise you returns. Yes, put your 10K there and we will double your money. That's not what I do. I do research, I do value investing, focus, and then it's up to you. If you plan to have much more than 10K over the next 5, 10, 20 years, and you want to learn how to invest, then $500 is nothing because it will save you a lot from a risk and reward perspective over time. If you have 10K and that's it, you are not adding a cent, then maybe investing is not for you. How much time does my research platform take? Now, reading an email, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes a week. And when there is something that fits you and investing, then you can read the report, you can come back to it. There is usually reports to explain the risk and reward of something, 20 pages with charts and everything. So it takes about 20, 15 minutes, maybe to read a little bit over the first quarter to start understanding the businesses a little bit more. But following it 10, 15 minutes per week should be enough that over 6 months, you have a very good knowledge of the risk and reward of the positions. If you want to dig deeper, read what I do, then you can spend hours and hours reading, but that depends on you and how much you enjoy it. Another question is, I invest only in US listed stocks. Well, for now, I think two big buys are listed in the US, some are in Europe, some are in Asia, but even I think that if I give you one good buy a year or one portfolio position that you can build over time, that's already worth it. And then you can see how it fits your portfolio and diversify around, of course. What is the value added? Value investing, ideas, global research, fundamentals, covered stocks, updates, you don't have to listen to the conference call. We focus on owning businesses over time, long-term perspective. I constantly look through businesses. I have been investing for 22 years, and I intend to keep doing that for the next 22 years. So send me an email if you have any questions in the link in the description below. Check the research platform. Don't forget the money-back guarantee.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, please let me know. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review, as it means a lot to me. Thank you, and I'll be speaking to you in the next episode.